And welcome to the Richard Rants Show. This is Richard Rants here every week at 5 o'clock on Wednesday evening, live on Facebook, and also posting to your podcast platform of choice, including Google and Spotify and Radio Public and Apple, a couple of others because of this lovely platform that I record on here at Anchor to give them a free shout out, which generally one of my favorite podcasts that I listen to is by Michael Moore. Yes, the famous Michael Moore, Rumble with Michael Moore, incredible podcast. And he records on Anchor and he starts his podcast every day or every other day. And I record this podcast on Anchor. Why? Because Anchor Podcasts wants to provide a platform democratically for everyone, you and I, to tell the public, whoever they may be, whatever we may want to say. And here I am saying something. What have I said so far? Not very much, but I have only talked about how I am saying it, but not actually what I am saying. And you may be wondering, well, what does he actually want to say? I'm here to talk about politics. I do this weekly, and I've been doing it for 15 years. And I come from the left side of the political spectrum. But in the recent developments, I have found that I have got to move a little bit over towards the center, which is the Democratic platform of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And they are actually at the head of the most progressive Democratic platform and the most progressive major party platform in history of the United States. So I don't have to be that ashamed to have moved slightly over to the center. But the reason, the overriding reason, is that we have a far right leader, so-called leader, unfortunately the leader right now, and you know who I'm talking about. He's orange like our sky is today. And he wants to be a dictator. And he's already a criminal and a gangster. And if we let him win another election, I could say, and I don't believe that this is hyperbole at all, that it may well signal the end of our democracy. And certainly for activists coming from the left side, activists who are looking for social justice, for economic justice, for racial justice, for a reduction of the massive, horrible inequality in this country. Activists who want to make this a better country, who want us all to have free medical care given by this incredibly wealthy state, the most wealthy country in the world, and we can't take care of our own people medically. It is a shame. It is a terrible, crying shame that this richest country in the world cannot take care of its own people. And we want to change that. And if we want to have a chance to change that, we can't have the current so-called president in charge indefinitely cheating, lying nonstop, and sending in the hardcore militarized federal troops to ignore all of our rights that are given to us in our Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence, in the Constitution. These are all ignored by our current leadership, as well as science is ignored. Because, and I don't want to get too far into it, but, and I will refer to the current president as it, because to me it is an it. And it is constantly dominating the news cycle with one lie after another, one ignominious statement of disrespect for what is fact, for what is real, for what we have come to respect in this country, human rights, civil rights, because none of it matters to the current inhabitant of the White House. None of that matters. Wow. It's all corruption all the time. Did he help kill an anti-corruption probe in Guatemala to aid his re-election bid? Yes, he did. Now, the Guatemalan president is also a president that came from show business and is corrupt. And yeah, well, corrupt likes corrupt, as likes as does. And well, this administration got together to pull the funding from the investigative body that was looking into the corruption of the Guatemalan president. And boy, do we have a horrendous, the United States has a terrible record with what went on in Guatemala, training hit squads, training the squads that killed tens of thousands of mostly indigenous peoples in Guatemala, which also reminds me of a feature in today's Democracy Now! That came out because there is a book by a Guatemalan immigrant at one time. His father was an immigrant. And this is by Roberto Lovato. And about, he came from El Salvador. And that has a similar record because El Salvador was also a victim of the United States support for death squads, for right-wing dictatorships that did not respect human rights. This is a terrible blemish. These are terrible blemishes, and perhaps more than blemishes, because the history of the United States, unfortunately, has to do with one despicable action after another, from its establishment on the base of slavery and genocide of the native population, onward through support of dictatorships throughout the world in order to benefit American economic corporate profits. The U.S. has trained hit squads. It has been a terrible history, but at the same time, behind it, we have this idealistic Bill of Rights and Constitution that says that we all have human rights. And at other times, the United States has gotten behind the world court. Now, of course, the administration, this criminal administration that we have, has withdrawn from the world court because we got criminals in charge. And they just want to, and this leader, so-called leader, just wants to extend his own power at whatever expense, without regard for what is best for the people at all. So that's the state, that's the horrible state of affairs that we have. So one thing after another. We've got William Barr, who's the Attorney General, head of the Department of Justice, head of the FBI, and who is a crook, who is just right there in bed with the criminal in chief, trying to cover things up one after the other, tried to downplay the Mueller report. And by the way, the evidence that was put forth in a terrible fashion in the Mueller report, it's all there, but it's written in such a heavy and difficult to read legalistic manner, with the points hidden beneath all kinds of verbiage. 1,600 pages, I think the Mueller report is. And so, although the evidence is all there that, yes, by the way, there was collusion between the campaign, this criminal, corrupt campaign that Trump led to steal the election. And meanwhile, yes, over there, WikiLeaks and Julian Assange were actually working in consonance with the Russians to release those emails, those horrible emails, which actually don't really even show that much, just a few political maneuverings that are not much more than anybody else does. Meanwhile, Trump was cheating out left and right. And both his campaign managers are indicted now. You know how no one in the Obama administration was indicted. More of Trump's administration has been indicted than any administration previously in history. It is a criminal regime, a criminal consolidation of gangsterism at the top here. William Barr sitting there covering it all up. And it's just one thing after another comes out, because just the other day, what did we have? Oh, the Justice Department intervenes on behalf of the Trump administration on behalf of the defamation case brought by a woman who accused him of rape. And who is one of many, by the way, one of many women who have accused Trump of rape and of sexual harassment. And he's the one who said that he could grab him by the crotch, and I changed it because he used the P word, which is not a bad word, but I'm not going to use it because, it's just impolite in this context. So horrible. And he said, more just came out from his ex-lawyer and fixer who was named, what's the name of his ex-lawyer and fixer? It was, I hate to Google things, but I will. Yeah, Trump's ex-lawyer, and that is, now I'm going to lose, Michael Cohen, he just put out his new book in which he talked about Trump's horrendous racism, which of course he got from Grandpappy Trump, and Pappy Trump, as you know, was a well-known racist and ran a housing complex and several housing complexes where he made sure that he didn't rent to people of color because he's a racist, and he passed this on to his son, the racist Donald Trump, and he continues that legacy. And Trump, who had his everything given to him on a silver spoon, his dad gave him millions as he grew up and never had to work for anything. But when he did try to do something, he always would fail. He would always fail and have to declare bankruptcy, because it's not the art of the deal, it's the art of the failure. This so-called president has failed in just about everything he did, but he cheated. He had someone take his SATs for him so that he could get into school. Non-stop cheating, he cheated in the elections. Now, I feel bad for Julian Assange, even though he was acting as a Russian agent during those elections, because he may well have always been acting as a Russian agent to a certain extent, because with all of the revelations that came out of WikiLeaks, you can go back. I don't think a single revelation came out about Russia, and it's not like Russia didn't do anything wrong. They've been poisoning people. You've got Vladimir Putin poisoning his opponents. Right now, his most well-known opponent is hopefully going to recover. I think he just came out of a coma, after he had to be airlifted to Germany after, first of all, the Russian Secret Service, etc., tried not to let him get airlifted because he was poisoned, and the Levchenko was poisoned in England with a radioactive isotope, and the current victim of the Kremlin poisoning is now recovering in Germany, and he was poisoned with a banned nerve agent. And, you know, I can't make this stuff up. I cannot. This, and yet, yeah, WikiLeaks, this is Alexei Navalny. He was poisoned with a nerve agent. He's comatose in Berlin. I can't make this up. And yet, WikiLeaks never revealed anything about them. But I still give them credit, because when WikiLeaks revealed the important information about what was going on in the Iraq war and how U.S. troops were killing journalists and innocent civilians in droves without any kind of compunction, this was important. This was definitely important, and I have to get behind WikiLeaks on that. Julian Assange, he did in fact reveal some very important truths, and they were revealed, and this was information that was that came out because of a whistleblower, essentially, although she didn't blow the whistle officially because of fear of retaliation, which is very relevant. And so that was, and I'm looking up his/her name right now, and who actually made the contribution to WikiLeaks of that information. And they're talking about a hacking case now against Assange, because the Department of Justice doesn't really want to admit that the real reason that they're trying Julian Assange is because he revealed things about what the U.S. government was doing that was embarrassing, that were embarrassing to the U.S. government. But this was journalism. This was, in fact, journalism. And these revelations, and they came out through Chelsea Manning, and these revelations were actually also carried by major newspapers, the Washington Post, the New York Times, and several international papers. And this was journalism. This is a traditional way that journalists reveal information. And often the information that journalists reveal is information that we need to know, that the U.S. government is trying to suppress. And that is why we have freedom of the press in our lovely Constitution, which, despite not always being followed, the Constitution is an incredible document. And that's why we have those rights, such as the freedom of the press, because that's how we are going to find out, keep things honest, because if the government has complete control of the press, then the government has control of the information. And we know that the government does not always give us the full story, which is why we need the free press. So here we've got Julian Assange, who is being tried by the U.S. government essentially as a journalist for revealing things that the U.S. government didn't want revealed. Now, Assange is not even a U.S. citizen, and yet the government is trying to have him extradited from England on the basis of these charges. And the charges are in contradiction to the freedom of the press that is ensured in our Constitution. It is a terrible distortion of justice, a miscarriage of justice, an injustice being perpetrated here. And I certainly hope it won't fly. I hope it won't go through. He's on trial right now. Today was the first day of Julian Assange's trial. And although I think that he may have at times operated as a Russian agent, certainly when WikiLeaks revealed Hillary's emails the day after the Access Hollywood tape came out, in which Trump just blatantly said that he likes to sexually harass women and admitted it. And well, lo and behold, suddenly, well, hey, WikiLeaks. And that's why Roger Stone was convicted. And you've got his campaign manager also has been indicted and actually convicted and is in jail. And his next campaign manager was also, his previous campaign manager, also indicted now for another scam, because this is the kind of things that those Trump people do, is they're criminals, you know, and Trump and his family aren't allowed to run a charity because they stole money from a charity for cancer victims. I mean, this is the type of family that we've got, and it's nepotism, just outright nepotism, when you've got the son-in-law and daughter in the cabinet. It's one thing after another. So, so to come back to why I am dead set to vote for Biden-Harris, because at least, A, they have a progressive platform, B, Senator Harris has been one of the five or six most progressive senators in the Senate, and Biden, yeah, he's got a lot of baggage. Not my first choice by a long shot. I wanted Bernie. I believe in everything Bernie said. But Bernie is standing there right next to Biden because he knows how important it is, too, that we elect Joe Biden and Kamala Harris so that we can get this Trump criminal cabal out of office. Oh, it's so disgusting. All the right-wing white supremacists supporting violence, denying the massive injustices that are committed day in, day out in this country, all the while bringing down militarized police and federal agents to crack down on peaceful protesters who are just protesting for a lot of good reasons, but also because black lives are being taken again and again, people of color abused by the current power structure in this country. It's been passed on down. The inequality is massive. The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. We're out in the streets fighting against all of this. And the Biden-Harris, they'll listen. They've already listened to the platform moving far to the left of where it used to be. The Trump administration, they won't listen. This corrupt administration won't listen to anything except their right-wing racist base, which more and more is getting closer to these Q idiots, the QAnonsense people who subscribe to these absurd conspiracy theories that do not hold together for a moment, but they don't care because they've got the cognitive dissonance thing down pat. They're ready because anything that goes against what they say, whatever conspiracy they've decided to believe, well, that would just be part of the mainstream media. And you can't believe anything the mainstream media says, according to them. I mean, that's way big right there. And the fact is, hey, folks, Democracy Now!, New York Times, Washington Post, The Atlantic, you know, all of these publications, they actually have some really good journalism and they actually have an ethical standard of journalism where they tend to report the truth. And they're willing to back up what they say. But these QAnonsense people, pick out some YouTube video and they're going to believe that. But they're not going to believe all the scientists around the world because they also believe that there's some cabal that incredibly controls every single scientist of note in the world and every scientific ministry of health in every country, including countries like China and Iran, that really are not friends of the United States. And I'm sure that China and Iran don't want Bill Gates to make a lot of money off a vaccine. I don't even want to go into it. It is so ridiculously absurd. But okay, let me change the subject now. As I'm looking out, and the sky's been orange all day here in San Francisco, it's as if the sun never rose today. As if the sun never rose. It didn't get bright at all. Now it's not orange, it's just gray, but it was orange for the first half of the day. Why? Because we've got forest fires. Why? Because of global warming and climate change. Every summer is hotter than the last. Something like the last 8 out of the last 10 years have been the record heat years of all time since we've been recording. That means that it gets drier. And it becomes like tinder, and the weather's hotter, and that is all just flame, that is all just tinder for the fire, and the fires get bigger. Every fire season is bigger than the last. We just had Governor Gavin Newsom come out and say, I have no patience for people who deny climate change. Really, let us get with science here. It is real, and it is so real here in California. It is real as can be. Now, the so-called president hates California. Why? We hate him right back. Doesn't have a chance here. Because, you know, we got some compassion in California. Because the Republican Party is the party of the rich. And it's the party of the right wing. And it's the party of the racists. And we're not like that here. Okay, yeah, there are a bunch of Californians who, yeah, well, they are. But not enough of them to make a difference because most of us are decent human beings, unlike most of the Republican Party. Do I go too far? No, I don't think I do. Because if you support this bastard in the White House now, then I do not have respect for you. I really don't. Because this president is the president of the racists and the president of the far right wing and the white supremacists, and I do not have any respect for you if you support this anti-democratic president who stands for nothing except his own ego and the wealth of himself and his cronies, one of whom is trying to destroy the post office right now at the same time that he loots the post office because he's a multimillionaire with investments in companies that get money from the post office. Now, I was trying to get around to the fire situation. So let me just talk about that briefly. There's a really great article in Mother Jones that came out on September 2nd. It's titled, They Know How to Prevent Mega Fires. Why won't anyone listen? And it's a really good question. There is excellent science behind how you can help to avoid fires. And I hope that Governor Newsom reads this because I actually do believe that he actually does care about the wildfires in our home state here, but he's got to come around to the fact that the way that we're fighting them is not the way to do it. You can't just let the fuel for the fire, which is the dried undergrowth, continue to grow and grow until it gets hit by a lightning strike or somebody does a gender reveal party with pyrotechnics, which is what happened last week, and it goes up in flames. No, there's a way that you could do controlled burns throughout the year so that you can isolate burn zones and make it less damaging when it does burn. And now I gotta say, it's been a half an hour. I'm gonna call it a day. See you next week. I love you.